This is a Triple J podcast.
What do you think it would feel like being a reality TV contestant? Is it something you've ever thought about? Would you ever do Big Brother, the ultimate social experiment? You and a bunch of random people chucked in a house, cut off from the outside world, cameras and microphones monitoring your every move. What would it feel like to be part of that? And also, how do you think it would feel coming out of it, knowing that hundreds of thousands of people know so many intimate things about your life? G'day, it's Dave Marchese with you for Hack's Long Listen, a chat with someone who has just lived this, Abby Ola from Big Brother Australia. I don't know whether you watched Big Brother this season, but it was massive. The season finale this week drew huge audiences. More than a million people watched the last episode, and it was Channel 10's most streamed live episode ever. One of those tuning in to the final episode was actually someone who had been in the house just days earlier. 24-year-old Abby Ola, who was at the centre of some of the big conversations in the house. In this chat, Abby Ola tells us what it's been like getting back to normal life.
I look up to see if a camera's looking at me. Like, I feel like I'm still being watched. I have situations where I'm laying down and I think I'm lying on my microphone.
What she hopes her appearance on TV means for other queer women of colour.
Like, I remember being little and never seeing anyone that kind of like moved the way that I did, you know? So I hope that they can see that, you know, anyone can be on TV.
And why she decided to opt out of the whole thing and her chance to win the major prize so she could go to the dentist.
It's cooked that we can't even afford to go to the dentist in this country. We can't even afford to get mental health services in this country.
Here's my chat with Abby Ola Sanusi from Big Brother. Abby Ola from Big Brother, welcome to Hack.
Yo, thank you for having me.
It's all over. How does it feel today knowing that the chapter's closed on this Big Brother experience, not just for you but for everyone? It's all finished.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, honestly. Like, it still feels so surreal, and it's like I would go back there in a heartbeat. So it's kind of sad knowing that it's all over now and there's no going back now.
Yeah, they shut the doors.
Yeah, legit.
No one's getting inside. That was actually one of the questions I was going to ask you. Mm. Is it something you would consider doing again? But it sounds like you loved
100%, 100%. Honestly, like, when are you ever going to be in a situation without going on your phone for that long and like kind of detoxing from like the world? Like, what, we're just not going on our phones for a month? We're not watching TV? We're not listening to music? Like, who does that in this day and age? It's sick.
How was that? Like, did it take a bit of an adjustment to get used to it first? Like, do you think when you were all starting out in that first week that everyone was getting used to that technology detox?
Yeah, 100%. I think it took, you know, like a solid week or so. Like, Alana, she would do this thing that would help piss me off, where she'd be like, or do you want to watch a movie? Or do you want to, like, she just keep, like, clowning me, being like, oh, yeah, let me go Google this real quick. And I'd be like, oh, yeah. And then she'd be like, nah, bro, we ain't got our phones. I was like, that's not funny, bro. So it definitely took a minute to adjust to it, but it wasn't like it was hard. It was more like the things that was the hardest, not being able to Google things, like, you know, having a debate about something, being like, no, this person's born in this year. And you can't even Google it, bro. Like, you can't even, like, confirm who's correct or not. Would be like, Big Brother, like, what is it? Bro wouldn't say anything. And it was like, okay, I guess we'll never know then.
It kind of makes you think about how much we rely on tech every day
100%.
For little stuff that you don't think about. Exactly. Yeah. Googling something, asking chat something.
Exactly.
It's so normal. Before we get into, like, your experience in the Big Brother house, I've got to ask you, what did you think of the finale? Coco won.
Yeah.
Do you think Australia made the right decision?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think they did make the right decision. Like, she's a single mom. She deserves the money. You know what I mean? Like, it's that simple for me. Like, I personally wanted, like, either Alana or Connor to win. But I'm very happy that Coco won because, yeah, she's a mom. And I know that money will go to very good use.
How hard has it been adjusting to normal life since you've been out of the house in this week? Has it been really difficult, or has it been a fun experience jumping back into the real world?
Look, it's been a little bit random. Like, I've been back in Melbourne for like just a week now, and I still find myself, when I be talking about like some kind of, you know, saucy conversations in terms of like a little bit, you know, a bit of tea or something, I look up to see if a camera's looking at me. Like, I feel like I'm still being watched. I have situations where I'm laying down and I think I'm lying on my microphone and stuff. Like, so that's kind of like the biggest thing to adjust to, is realizing that you're not being filmed 24/7 and I can actually just say what I want and there's not like thousands of people watching it.
Can I ask you what made you want to do Big Brother in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, I was literally at like a hair salon. There was a bunch of people there and they were like, you'd be so good on Big Brother. And I was like, not gonna lie, guys, is Big Brother like still going? Like, is that a thing? And then I'm like walking home and I get a suggested ad on Facebook. And I was like, bruh, like if Big Brother ain't watching me, like, you know what I mean? It sounds like it's meant to be. So I just applied and I honestly didn't think I was gonna like get it. And I know that everyone says that, but it's like, you really think like, nah, this is just, and then I got it and I was like, crazy. All right, fair enough. Let's do it.
And so what do you think the hardest thing was being in the house?
Me personally, it would be different to everyone else, but like waking up, not being able to eat what you want to eat.
Like, that was like a part of like your kind of notoriety in the house. It's like, Abiola's sleeping.
Everyone was clowning me for sleeping so much. I was only sleeping like an extra hour than everyone else. Like, that's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, everyone was acting like I was sleeping till like 4 p.m. I was not.
Okay, so the hardest thing was maybe not being able to eat what you wanted to, the sleep.
Not being able to be on your own schedule, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the, like, best thing?
I mean, it sounds cliche, but just like everyone, like getting to know people and getting to know like the whole story of everyone. You know what I mean?
Were the other housemates people you think you'd normally be around in everyday life?
If I was given the opportunity, I'd definitely be friends with them. But I just don't think in the real world we probably would have crossed paths. You know what I mean?
You were at the center of some really big conversations in the house. One of those that people might remember was a big group discussion, mm-hmm. and it was you and Holly talking about pretty privilege.
Yeah.
And she said that she didn't really believe in it and that, yep. you know, people who are pretty feel very anxious too. And you kind of shot back and said, well, you'd rather that than people think that you're gross and not yep. want to give you the time of day. How were you feeling in that moment? What was going through your head?
I mean, I was pretty like overwhelmed because like I'd only known these people for like 3 days, 3-4 days, whatever. I hate crying in front of people, but like I can't help but cry when I'm overwhelmed. But I felt very stressed out because there was a lot of eyes on me when I was talking, but like a lot of support as well, like from Coco, Alana, Mia, all that, which was amazing to have. But yeah, I was just definitely overwhelmed because I probably wouldn't be put in that situation in real life. You know what I mean? Like where I'm having this debate in front of like 12 people I don't know very well, you know?
Did you feel like you were speaking for other people? Like in that moment when, you know, the country's watching, you're having this discussion, you're speaking with someone from a very different life experience than yourself. Do you feel this obligation, I guess, to back yourself up and to speak for other people?
100%. Like it's not like about speaking for other people, but it's about speaking about my experience that other people might have had as well. And I know that like speaking to other plus size like women, like they have had similar experiences. So I thought it was very important in that moment to talk about my experience as much as I maybe didn't want to get that deep. It was important to do it because it's like that's why we're on the show. We all represent different people in Australia, you know what I mean? So I thought it was very important to talk about my experience because I think a lot of people probably don't realize that's the experience for a lot of like plus size people as well. It is cool to think that maybe like some people see you and they go, oh my God, like, you know, the whole idea of when you're a kid and, you know, you don't see who looks like you on TV. So like, it is really nice to think that maybe if there was like some young girls who look up to me being like a black woman, a queer black woman, and seeing me on TV and especially masculine, like little girls, you know what I mean? Like I remember being little and never seeing anyone that kind of like moved the way that I did, you know? So I hope that, you know, they can see that, you know, anyone can be on TV, you know, as cliche as it sounds.
Is there anything you regret from the house, whether anything you said or any of the conversations you had or comments you made, anything you take back?
Anything I take back? I mean, I probably take back being like a little bit like dismissive of Mia. Like I definitely look back at that and I wish that I maybe treated her a bit better in that sense. I was in a very polarized setting and I was just under stress, and not that that's an excuse at all, but I definitely was quite dismissive of her and that wasn't fair at all, her being like the only other woman of colour in the show. We're actually seeing each other tomorrow, which will be really nice to catch up with her.
Yeah, is there anyone in the house that you don't think that you'll be seeing again? Because it's nice to see you've been catching up with other people. You've been talking to Vinny, you guys watched the finale together last night, but are there people you're like, oh, I think that's it, I think we're done?
Yeah, look, I don't know if I should answer or not. Like, there's a couple boys I probably won't converse with. Honestly, all the girls are so chill, so lovely. But yeah, there's definitely a couple of the boys that our views do not align. Okay. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
You also went to some other deep places talking about your mum who passed away years ago, how close you were with her, how much you missed her.
Yep.
Was it really hard opening up about really private parts of your life like that, knowing that Australia was watching?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't about Australia watching necessarily. It was more like opening up to people that, again, like I'd only known for a few days. And it's usually like something I don't really tell my whole life story to people unless I've known them for like a month or so. You know what I mean? It wasn't really Australia, because that's what I loved about being on the show, was that like, I want to talk about my mum. I want people to know who my mum is, because my mum was such a sick person. It was more just like opening up to people about it, because I'd kind of speak in this very nonchalant way about it when I don't really want to talk about it. That's quite like, you know, my mum died. You know what I mean? And so that was probably the hardest part, not necessarily it being on TV.
When you decided to leave the house, Aviola, you had seconds to decide whether you were going to take this offer of $15,000.
So rogue.
It was so, like, it was intense to watch it in real time. You decided that you would, and you decided for two main things, really. You needed to go to the dentist.
Yep.
You needed money for that, and you need to get your car fixed or to get the rego done.
I need to get it serviced.
Was it a hard decision?
I'm going to just say no, because it's like, you know, when you make those decisions, like it's not even your brain working, it's just your body goes and does it. That was kind of like, that's what that was. It was like, there was really no thought to it, except for the fact that I was like, there's only a week left. If I've been given this opportunity now where, you know, I can do the things that I've spoken about with everyone in the house that I want to do, like going to the dentist, going to the mechanic, all that stuff, I need to stand by my word and do it. You know what I mean? And it was just like this out of body thing where my body was all of a sudden there ringing the bell. And I was like, I think I regretted it the 20 minutes, you know, after it happened, because I could like hear everyone in the house and I had such FOMO. And then I was like, nah, like, you know, like, I'm so grateful that like now I can do the things that I need to do.
There would be people listening who are thinking it's pretty messed up that you've got to go on reality TV show to try and win some money to afford some basic things in life, like going to the dentist.
Yeah, well, see, my thing was like, that was not my intention. Like, I wasn't like, I'm going to go on this show so I can, you know, win money and go to the dentist. Like, when you apply and you hear about winning, you're like, you think of like the way bigger things. But then when I was in the house, you kind of like have a lot of time thinking by yourself. And I was like, all I really want to do is go to the dentist and get my car serviced. Like, in the grand scheme of things, there are, you know, a couple people here that I think are way more deserving of $100,000. You know what I mean? Because it's like, that's all I really have to do. Do you know what I mean? And yes, it's like, it's shit that like so many young Australians can't do that thing. And so I just thought, you know, like when I got given the offer, I was like, hell yeah. I'd been saying like 10 bands, and then like they said 15. I was like, all right, there's a week left, 15. Like, I was just like, I don't need this much money. I just don't need that much money. There are people that need that money more than I do on that show, because I think putting back into the community is so much more important than what I would do with what the leftover $90,000 after I go to the dentist and mechanic. You know what I mean?
At the same time, I think what you've done is you've kind of put a spotlight on what is a real cost of living crisis for a lot of young Australians. The fact that a lot of them are struggling with day-to-day stuff, and you're like, I just need a bit of money to get this basic stuff done.
100%, 100%. Like, it's so shit that we can't even afford to go to the dentist, man. Like, people are going to be like, ooh, this bitch is so gross. But I haven't gotten my teeth cleaned since I was, like, before my mum died. I've not had a teeth clean, because that shit is, like, $400. Like, that, I haven't had in my adult life $400 to just spare. You know what I mean? And so it's cooked that we can't even afford to go to the dentist in this country. We can't even afford to get mental health services in this country. And so, like, that's honestly the one thing that I'm the most gassed about is, like, seeing people being like, you know, you're, like, an everyday person. I'm like, I am. Like, I haven't been to the dentist in, like, 10 years, bro, for, like, over 10 years. How old am I? 24. My mom died when I was... I haven't been to the dentist since it was free in primary school. Bro, you know what I mean? Like, I went for a filling like 4 years ago, but like, we're all meant to be going like every year and we can't even afford it. It's such bullshit. And so, like, it was really sick to see that people were like, yeah, you're just like this everyday person. I'm like, yeah, I am. I'm broke as fuck.
I mean, to like keep everyone up to speed, have you booked in for the dentist? Where
yeah,
are you up to?
Yeah. I had my clean last week. So, my first clean since what? I was probably like 12 or something. And I did not know that I had gaps on the back of my teeth. Everyone would be like, oh, this bitch so dirty, for real. But I'm just shedding light on it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. But I'm actually going straight after this. I'm getting some fillings done because I've got no enamel on my teeth. So I'm going straight after this heavy little session. But, like, yeah,
well,
so...
I'm glad we got you before your mouth sore numb and you can't speak to anyone.
Yeah, legit.
Also, okay, what just to wrap it up, what's next for you, Abiola? Because, like, you're into music. I know you're on Triple J Unearthed as well. Yeah. Have you got any plans to release any new stuff? Yeah. Where do you see your life going now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting on some songs that I fucking love. Like, when I knew I got into the house, I was like, all right, I'm going to wait to drop these songs when I get out because I need to mentally prepare myself for this show. But yeah, like, music is my passion in life. Like, I can't imagine doing anything else but making music in whatever sense that is, you know. I can't imagine doing anything else, and I'm just super gassed that now I have, you know, a bit more of a platform to share my music with, and especially like a lot of like queer people, and I'm like, that's who I make music for, you know what I mean? Like, talk about lesbian shit so freely. I love that shit so much, man. So I'm keen to do that. Maybe I'll drop something before Christmas just for vibes. Yeah.
Well, look, thank you so much for catching up with us. Appreciate your time, Big
thank
Brother
you,
contestant
Dave.
Abiola. I appreciate you chatting with us.
Nah, thank you for having me. Appreciate you lots.
Yeah, and if you want to check out Abiola's music, it's available wherever you like to listen to music. Also, she's got a profile up on Triple J Unearthed. You can check it out there. That is all we've got time for now. I'll catch you next time.